Our guest analyst this afternoon, the Money Farm owner, Allison Thompson. Allison, nice turnaround here at the end of the day.
Yeah, really good to see, especially after making some fresh lows early in today's session and seeing markets really dwindle down here over the last week or so. It's really good to see a reprieve. We didn't get a whole lot of news behind it, but we do get export sales for the week tomorrow morning. Those are delayed just because of Monday's holiday. And we've had good exports here this week. So I think there might be a bit of some short covering here just ahead of that report. And hopefully we get some supportive numbers tomorrow. When we're looking at the big supplies that we are, given the latest USDA report, demand is very important. So hopefully tomorrow we just get some proof of some solid demand here coming through and we see grains being well supported. But also, interestingly, we're also seeing some bull spreading taking place in today's action, where we're seeing the front months rally more than the deferred contracts. And that's usually a sign. That's usually a good sign. Hopefully that means we're going to see a bit of some upward momentum here. Hopefully, you know, we put in the lows for this move. But these pullbacks are healthy if we are changing trend in the market. We just can't make new lows, and so far that hasn't happened. And there are definitely some technical signals here that are telling us that we could maybe be seeing a reversal higher. So just make sure, though, you have positions in place. You know, by no means that can you tell a lot from a one-day trading action, but we did get some supportive action today. But we still want to make sure you're keeping downside in place, but there's definitely re-ownership opportunities here as well.
Yeah, protect the downside, keep the upside open.
Yes, exactly, exactly. I know it sounds two-sided, but that's hedging at its finest.
Yeah, exactly. Livestock side, what happened there then?
You know, it was actually relatively quiet considering we had such big turnarounds and big trading ranges in the grains today. Relatively quiet, mixed across the board. There, too, they came into some resistance here this week, especially on the cattle side. So seeing some back and forth here, too, we'll see if they're going to see a pullback, but making new highs appears to be difficult for those contracts. And outside markets there, too, have a little bit more of a mixed day today, too, on which way they want to go. We are seeing crude hang right around $70 a barrel. And even in the grains, they have seen that rally happen, even with the dollar trading higher today, is really good to see.
Anything else we should be aware of or talking about here?
You know, there's just a lot of moving pieces to the market right now. Headlines and narratives and stories, they all change day to day. So I just reiterate that we need to be keeping protection and keeping your bottom line hedged at this point. Obviously, with the heart of harvest here going on, we're hitting the halfway point. We definitely have the ability to see markets move and continue to have some volatility. So I just want to make sure that guys are aware that there are strategies out there to help take some of that risk off the table.
That's Money Farm owner Allison Thompson.